like I said, it's something that I'm really stubborn type person. I don't want to fail at nothing, and I'm going to go all out to until I can be successful at it. And you know, I think that's helped me out through my whole career. And you know, and like I said, I'm just going to keep moving from there.
So in some ways, it's like learning football all over again.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, not really football over again, but this is just another part to it. You're dropping the covers a lot more, you know. But like I said, you never know. You know, I'm just working on the things, dropping the covers. You never know. I'll probably be playing DN.
You talked a couple weeks ago about feeling like almost like a rookie again and sort of like starting over. You still feel that way or sort of fall into a comfort zone now?
No, I treat it that way. You know, it's just, I got to learn. You know, it's just, you know, I've been in the league for 9 years now, and, you know, I got to get my mind, I got mentally ready to start back over again. I got to wipe my slate clean, you know, learn back over again, and just to take everything in, you know.
What do you think so far of how Coach Kelly runs things?
I think it's great. You know, I feel better than I ever felt playing in 9 years. I seriously do.
Trey, why are you so eager to embrace the change after being in the league so long and having the individual success that you've had?
I'm just a very competitive person. There's nothing wrong with change. You know, after having a season like we did last year, you know, there's nothing wrong with change. And, you know, it's a new team, and it's I'm enjoying myself out here. You know, it's new people, making new friends, meeting new people, you know, and like I said, it's new. And ain't nothing wrong with new. Everybody loves new. Everybody loves something new.
Trenor, the two outside linebackers playing just sides now, it didn't look like you were motioning a lot left to right based on where the tight end is.
Like I said, it is. We're just doing what we're told to do, pretty much.
At this stage, what is the most challenging aspect of asking you to stand up and dropping the coverage a lot more than you're accustomed to?
Like I said, it was hard at first, but, you know, it's a different speed. I mean, that's the biggest thing about it. You know, you're at the end, you're running 20 yards, you're fighting, and, you know, that's a different type of endurance, I think. And when you're out there running a lot more than what usual, you know, that's the biggest challenge, is getting your legs up under you. And that's what I think is the best, is when you have that endurance, you can be a great player. Anybody can be a great player having that endurance. And I think that's where a lot of it comes from.
In terms of endurance, yeah. So this is more challenging physically than playing just at a down position and attacking?
Yeah, but like I said, I feel great now. To this point, I feel great. You know, at first, it's like, whoa. Mm-hmm. You know, you're like, whoa. You know what I'm saying? You're gassed a little bit. And now, like I said, I feel great now, and I feel like I can play better now since, you know, my legs are under me, and I got that type. I'm getting to that type of level. I think I can improve some more, but you know, I'm gonna get there no matter what.
How do your responsibilities change in that three-man front when you're playing defensive end? I think it was in nickel. What's different about that than when you're playing the other position?
I'm head up. I'm not on that edge, but like I said, I've been pretty good at lining straight up over there because I enjoy that. You know, especially when I'm in a six technique over a tight end. You know, playing that two gap situation, and you know, I think that's I'm really good at. I think I'm really good at that. And you know, when I'm down at that in a situation in nickel, and I feel like I can go to edge real easy. It's just because I feel good at it.
Is that
really
more
easy.
Of a dirty work position, opening up some, you know, opportunities for the guys who are rushing from the outside? Or
hey, you know what I'm saying? You know how it is when it gets down to it. When he hikes that ball, you know, we're going to go do whatever we got to do to get there. So this is what it is. You got to do what every situation they put you in, yeah, you got to do what you got.
Trent, does the transition playing in space feel natural?
Yeah, it does. It does. Now it does to this point. You know, at first it was like, you know, with the playing DN and, you know, you're back and you're running a lot now. You know, you're at 268 pounds running out there like that, covering guys. Like I said, if people have been in a position before can probably tell you the same thing. It's pretty tough until you really can get your legs up under you to be running like that. So
you're starting to get a sense of the personality of this defense and what they're going to be looking to do here, and what the, like, a general personality in the field. Like, great defenses always have like a personality to them. Have you got a sense of that forming yet?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's a lot of, it's very energetic. A lot of guys out there are ready to play. I mean, I think everybody's enjoying it. And, you know, I think people are having fun out there as well. And, you know, I can't wait to the season. You know, I think we're gonna have a good season. I mean, from what I'm seeing now, you know, and, you know, we just can improve from where we're at now. So.